Ja, Little Sims. Oh, wat ben ik fan van die meid. Het is een 25-jarige rapper uit Engeland... die gisteren haar derde album Grey Area dropte. En ze staat bekend als grime-artiest... maar met dit album bewijst ze gewoon weer dat ze gewoon veel meer is dan dat. Ze is ontzettend beïnvloed door verschillende geluiden. Vooral door veel instrumentale geluiden, dit album. En ik vind dat echt super vet om te horen. En een paar weken geleden kreeg ik de kans om haar een aantal vragen te stellen over haar gloednieuwe album. En het idee van dit album is dus ontstaan op een hotelkamer in Amsterdam. En tijdens een tour, toen ze dus tijdens een tour was, was in Amsterdam. En ze voelde zich gewoon niet zo lekker. Ze zat niet lekker in haar vel. En ik vroeg haar een beetje naar die periode en naar het ontstaan van haar nieuwe album Grey Area.
Well, I was on tour and I was just in my hotel room. Mm-hmm. Feeling a bit down about stuff or whatever. And then I called Inflow and said, when I come off tour... I just want to get in the studio, like, let's just get in the studio. And that was kind of it. Like, I came off tour, I went to LA for a little while, mm-hmm. and then done some recording there, and then I came back to London and kind of continued the album and finished it off.
Yeah, what is the dynamic between the two of you that made you feel comfortable knowing that you were so down and that you needed to get out, that you chose to do it with Inflow?
I know he's really good at getting the best from an artist and, you know, drawing real life emotion mm-hmm. out of the artist. And I don't know, there's no one in my head that would have been a better fit. I've known him since I was really young.
Yeah.
So he also knows me, like, beyond music, like, as an individual. Like, he knows my family and stuff, so.
Right.
It was very much so.
So, because you said you were a little bit down about some stuff, what is some of that stuff that you were down about that made you feel sad?
I don't know. I was just low. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I just get down.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the way of the world. Sometimes you can't really put your finger on it and you just feel like that.
Because the whole album is produced by Inflow, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing that I notice is how instrumental the album is. And with that, I mean the amount of live instruments on this record. So, like, the guitars mm-hmm. are very present. Also, keyboards, flutes or so every now and then. Is that something you knew mm-hmm. beforehand that you wanted to do, that you wanted to make it more instrumental?
Yeah, I knew I wanted it to feel like a live album, but I didn't know what that sounded like, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to incorporate lots of live instrumentation.
Mm.
But,
why?
I guess that's where... Because I just wanted to evolve, like, I wanted to grow. I was super into live music at the time, and I wanted to have a go at trying to create a live album and having those elements. And I think we managed to get a pretty decent result.
So you start your album with Me Again and I Need to Pick Up Where I Left Off, the first sentence of your yeah. album. Where did you left off?
With me saying I'm coming out of Wonderland, mm-hmm. like I'm done, kind of back to reality, I'm back to the real world, and like, let's get it.
Ja, dat was Little Sims. Ze zei het al, let's get it. Ze vertelde dus dat ze een beetje een mindere periode had. Maar in die mindere periode is eigenlijk dus haar nieuwe album Grey Area ontstaan. Want terwijl ze dus in die hotelkamer zat in Amsterdam... belde ze haar go-to producer Inflow en zei van... joh, ik wil een album gaan maken. En uit die donkere periode is dus dit prachtige album Grey Area ontstaan. En je hoorde me die laatste vraag net even stellen... over die eerste track op haar album Offense. Waar de eerste zin letterlijk is... I'm picking up where I left off. En dat is ook precies wat ze doet met dit album. Dit is Grey Area van Little Sims.
You don't wanna hear me vent. You could talk bad all day long, I will never be impressed. don't care who I offend.
Came through swinging at the gate on a mad one, no fucks.